Migrant workers in Seattle know where to hustle for odd jobs. They might wait outside of Home Depot or Lowe's, or they might head to a day worker center near downtown. It's a major change from 20 years ago, when this job market had more of a Wild West vibe. KUOW's race and culture reporter Liz Jones has our story about one woman's fight to give these workers a better deal, here and across the country.
It's 7 a.m. Time for the morning lottery inside Casa Latina's worker center.
961 Felix Barrera.
One guy shakes a blue canister, then pulls out plastic ID cards for the 40 or so workers here today. Most are Latino men, but not all.
135 Demetrio Lascano.
They sit like an audience as names go up on the whiteboard.
073.
The lucky few at the top will get sent out to jobs today, doing construction, yard work, or other manual labor. On the sidelines, a few men eat breakfast together. An elderly man reads his Bible. This is their living room, their office, their shelter from the rain, and it took a long uphill battle to build it.
Okay, well, we're on Bell Street and between Western and First in Belltown.
This is Hillary Stern, bundled in scarf and hat with her silver hair poking through. She's the founding director of Casa Latina, and this is where the idea was born, back in the 90s, next to a busy highway off-ramp that dumped into the city.
So in Seattle, when we first started, this was the only place where the workers were standing on the street. People weren't standing on the street in the Home Depots. They were only right here.
About 75 workers every morning, layered in coats and backpacks. Employers looking for extra work crew would pull up, and the men would muscle their way forward. It was part turf war, part mob scene.
You know, all the Hondurans were together, the Guatemalans were together, the Mexicans were together, but not all the Mexicans. The Mexicans who were from southern Mexico were in one area, and the Mexicans from northern Mexico in another area.
They gathered here, just like longshoremen had done decades ago. This was a traditional spot. Through the 90s, the wave of Latino migrants kept growing. The sudden devaluation of the Mexican peso had sparked a crisis and pushed people north. Seattle's tech boom beckoned.
So there was a lot of construction, and there were a lot of opportunities for day laborers here.
Back then, workers had little protection. Most were here illegally, and shady employers often underpaid or stiffed them on wages completely. Some ended up homeless. Neighbors increasingly saw this street scene as an eyesore and a magnet for crime. They wanted it swept away.
They tried various ways, like calling immigration or calling the police, and they would do a sweep and people would all run away for that day, but then the next day they'd be back again.
At the time, Stern taught English classes to these workers, and she saw the controversy heating up. She co-founded Casa Latina with a grant to help homeless migrants, but the mission soon grew larger. To move this chaotic day labor market off the corners and into a better, safer system.
So where was the old site?
So we're just a little bit farther down.
We walked through a chain link fence into a 20-car parking lot. It was a humble beginning.
You know, when we first started out, we had nothing here. It was just a parking lot. But then we ordered a trailer, a porta potty, and then we built a small little shelter, which then turned into a classroom.
The centerpiece was a job dispatch service, a way to connect employers and day workers. It was kind of a big deal. At the time, there were only a few worker centers like this across the country. Now, there's more than 100. It was still controversial in the neighborhood, but for 9 years, the center stayed at this temporary location, with no running water, no roof. Eventually, Casa Latina raised nearly $5 million to build a permanent home. But like here, prospective new neighbors didn't exactly roll out the red carpet.
Yeah, it's a few years back, and actually at the time, I remember the controversy that was going on.
This is Steve Nakamura. He's a dentist, and his office is across the street from where Casa Latina planned to relocate in Seattle's Central District.
Prior to them actually moving in, there was a few people in the neighborhood that were going around trying to keep them from moving in. And they assumed that they would bring in crime to the area. And they were trying to sign a petition and all, get people to sign.
Did they come here with the petition?
Oh, yeah. And I said, no, I'm not signing that.
Nakamura says it reminded him a bit of when nobody wanted the Japanese here during World War II.
Everybody deserves a fair chance.
Today, we look out across the street. Casa Latina moved in about 6 years ago and occupies some tidy modern buildings. Nakamura says his neighbors' early fears did not bear out.
Not a case at all. They've been great neighbors.
Over at the Worker Center, Hillary Stern says she initially planned to stay on at Casa Latina just 10 years. Now, past the 20-year mark, she's ready to retire. Casa Latina has become recognized across the country for its work with day laborers and for Stern's role in starting a national network to help organize workers. Workers like Blas Felix, a 37-year-old from Tijuana.
Gracias a Dios encontré este centro de trabajadores de aquí, de Casa Latina.
Thank God I found this worker center, he says. All the workers here were like brothers, like family, encouraging each other. It means a lot to have this place.
También gracias a Hillary.
And Hillary, he says, she's been like a mother to us, to each one of us.
Era la madre de nosotros, de cada uno de nosotros.
Thousands of workers have passed through Casa Latina and eventually found permanent work, learned English, or even started their own business. Stern says they've been like family to her, too. In Seattle Central District, I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.